Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like this.
Just run.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general, and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book, because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
What I've been enjoying doing all my life. For my little girl, I always loved messing with my sisters. They had beautiful hair. And I always enjoyed doing this.
Callie Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
I feel good. Now when I do it again, make me pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Well, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th.
How old will you be?
100. How about that?
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WREG checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting.
Most old people, they're so dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy, but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, Kelly, you dancing? I said, no, what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, just want to do something.
We've talked many times about lighting that spark of motivation, or lighting that spark that will inspire you to become motivated over the years. I'm Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and entrepreneurship has been my life, really. And if there has been one part that I have taken to heart about sharing with others, I think it is, it has been what creating that spark, starting the whole entrepreneurship journey, has been about. But I say equally important has been the aspect of what to do to maintain that level of inspiration, to maintain the level of motivation. That's something that you need to be reminded of. We all do. It's it's important that you share your journey with others who have a positive impact. That is the key, positive impact on what you're trying to accomplish. I think that's an important tip. So remember the initial spark. Yeah, that's very important. We're not going to downplay that. But also that day-to-day aspect of making sure that you keep that motivation high. And we're here to help you. We're here every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are here to help you to accomplish that goal. So you have a big support system, all of the fans, literally, from all over the world who tune in to this very broadcast. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. I just want to say thank you, because you guys inspire us. Stay tuned. We've got a big show.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge." And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Thank you.
Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world. It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have a very special guest joining us today for the first time. His name is Ricky Johnson, and he comes to us from out in Arizona. And we've got a lot to talk to him about, particularly helping small businesses. So it's my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show, courtesy of Bobza.org, Mr. Ricky Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Yes, good morning. So listen, I want to kind of jump right on in, Ricky. Let's tell everybody about your business.
Okay. And I want to first and foremost thank you for having this interview. Denise has been around for quite a while. You can get more about me real quick by going to OneRicky, that's RICKEY.com. So you just tell your, the listeners can just pop over there and take a look at things I'm doing. My history runs long. I've been in this business for decades. So I provide multiple support services for micro and small businesses. Micro businesses are normally considered your home-based business, and your small businesses are people that's generating less than $5 million in sales. So that's who I end up working with. My strength, yes, sir.
Oh, no, please go ahead. Yeah.
My strength is marketing and promotional tactics and strategies that most businesses seem to fall a little short on. So they'll work on product development and they'll work on distribution. They'll do all that stuff. But when you ask them, how's the world going to find out about you and why? A lot of times they run short. Then nowadays, everybody says, well, I'll just go social media, as if it's the only lane you got to be in. And I'm saying the traditional ways of promoting still works. So radio, TV, direct mail, handouts, those things are still very effective. So I bring – yes,
yes. No, please. Go right ahead. I'm sorry. You bring
– I bring direct mail, printing services of all media, video creation and distribution. I'll help, because that's very costly for most companies, but I can help them out real quick with that kind of stuff. And one of my focus, Kerry, is working with seniors. So let's say 55 is not a true, that's a baby senior, but 65 to like 85 group, I really bring an emphasis to them to help with their economic situation. Because when you talk about living on a fixed income, the majority of those people live on a you got to be kidding income. So
wow.
One of the things I want to do is help them develop other income streams. And that's why I'm so excited to be with BASA, because BASA has a great structure for people who want to get into the hair care industry, want to make some money, you know, go out, meet people, socialize, learn about products. I mean, there's actually a career path there. So I'll be directing a lot of my contacts, especially my seniors, over to BASA and saying you need to get involved with that organization and become a sales rep, because then they get to meet Kerry. So
You got it. Well, listen, well, this sounds amazing. It really does. And it's awesome that you feel that way, that, you know, especially to our seniors, we have to give them the respect they deserve. That's the way I see it. And to be able to help them with this kind of strategies in terms of generating additional income, it's very difficult out here for folks to make it, and particularly when you get to a certain point in life. So I just want to say thank you so much, and for taking us on the way you have, and the folks at BASA for making this kind of thing happen, BASA.org. So, yeah, and that's for, Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, just to be clear. And we're so excited here on the show today because we have a gentleman who's come through BASA.org. We're talking with Mr. Ricky Johnson. And again, Ricky, now yours is called Unique Micro Small Business. Is that correct? So let's talk a little bit. Yes.
So Unique just kind of is, okay, so back, I actually started out in 77, and then I came down to Arizona in 93. So when I first started out, like most companies, you're trying to, you know, come up with a name for your company. So I had Johnson Unique Services. The problem was people kept asking me, what's the unique part? And it got misrepresented. So I said, okay, let's clear this up real quick. So I took the J out of Johnson, the S off of services, and put it with Unique. And that's how you get Unique, which a lot of people think is some type of foreign word, right? And it means something. No, I just combined what I started out with. And now I've been Unique for, I mean, decades, man, multi-decades. So, yeah, that's how Unique came about.
And it's probably taken on its own life.
It got, well, you know how people can mess with stuff. So,
yeah.
The other thing that I realized, Carrie, right out the gate was the business failure rate for, generally the statistics haven't changed in decades. It says 98% of the people in direct sales or home-based generally fail. But on the small business side, they say within the first year one to year five, you're going to lose 20% easily of small business, which is unfortunate. So one of the objectives I have with my company is to reduce the failure rate by 2%. And again, numbers don't mean nothing until you know what they apply to. So if you look you know, small business, we're talking about multi-millions of dollars. So if I can reduce that failure rate just by 2%,
we're
talking about multi-millions of dollars will be injected back into communities, into society. So, and it's not that hard to do that. You know, with having organizations like you, organizations like BASA, these are instrumental in making that happen because we need the communication. We need the organization, right? You can have products and services, but I'm an advocate of, and you have strength and unity.
Absolutely. And
we fall into that whole European kind of thing about the only one person can win and I got to be, you know, king of the hill. We're going to lose.
Exactly.
We come together and we, you know, and I believe in collaboration like we're doing now. This is a collaborative activity and it's like, yeah, Carrie's helping me. I'm helping Carrie. Carrie's helping Vasa. Vasa's helping Ricky. Man.
Well, you know, Ricky Johnson, that is really the secret to success in business. I believe that the most successful businesses are, of course, from doing the B2B type of relationship. That's what it boils down to that generates the opportunities. And everybody knows that money spent by, you know, supporting other Black businesses in the community means that those resources are going to improve and exponentially, you know, multiply, and ultimately it's going to make its way back to you, you know, in our community and our family and friends and all of that, and we can be uplifted, and I think that that's something that really resonates with me. So I'm always happy to hear of services and businesses like what you have, Ricky Johnson, with Janique's Michael. Now, this is nice. Small business services, really good stuff. So real good thing. So marketing and strategies. And the other thing that really I heard you say earlier that really, you know, it landed with me, which is to focus on what seniors need.
Right.
There's very little talk I hear out here about assisting folks who have who are now seniors. We don't see enough of that. Television looks at it as if these folks are invisible. It's just not a priority, it seems, for them. So I love this. Where did you get that impetus? What was it that said, this is what I need to do?
Hey, Carrie, culturally, we have really taken a bad turn. Back in the day, nobody wondered where grandma and grandpa was going to stay. You knew they was going to be in the back room,
exactly. Right?
In the back of the house. Do you have enough money for put them in a, you know, a facility? So
we've
lost that. So what happened when I was growing up, I was always influenced by the elders, you know, just the fact they were still around and then they would share, right? That's where we went to get info. Tell me how I get through this. How do I survive that heartbreak? And, you know, how do you advance in a society that seems to be designed for you not to advance? And, you know, these people, they made it because they were still there. They 70 and 80. So that kind of started in my youth. And then as I'm going through sales and, you know, my progression in life, I watched, wow, when you get older, you're getting forgotten. That's sad.
That's right.
And everybody, you know, says, well, you know, they'll retire at 65. And well, you and I both know that model, that old 65 retire model, don't exist anymore.
Exactly. I was about to say, you'll be working till you're like 75.
You'll be working till they plant you in the ground. And so,
yeah, you really do. You really do.
So
It's just sad. I'm sorry, Ricky, there's this video that's out there, and I just, it's so heartbreaking. There's this there's this little, you know, she's a little elderly, but she's out there delivering, I think it was pizza or some kind of, you know, driving one of those, and she falls as she's coming up their porch. Oh, my God. Like, it's just heartbreaking that this lady who clearly probably needs not to be out there so much working like that and should be retired. You know, it's just, it's too much to take. It's almost too much. I really have to tell you, I was just blown away. So when I hear that you are focusing with this group, this forgotten segment of our society,
this is the VASA part of this conversation. That's why I have to really illuminate this.
Yeah.
We both know the problem, right? You just saw it. Hey, man, what is this lady who should be sitting home somewhere, right?
Yeah,
should be drinking.
Exactly.
What is she doing out here in the weather and dealing with strangers and making no money? She ain't making no money. So now we take over to like a VASA, right? Say, hey, be a sales rep. Come learn this industry. Hey, have some fun and make some money. And guess what? We don't want you out here at 80 and 90 trying to pay your rent.
Exactly. And that really is happening. And I'm telling you, folks, this is real stuff right now. And I do like that, again, if you guys out there are just tuning in, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and my guest today, his name is Ricky Johnson, and I just love what you're all about and providing these incredible marketing strategies to help folks, and also with your business called Uniques, Michael Small Business Services, which is really amazing. You're not forgetting the folks who need it most, and that is helping to generate additional income streams for our seniors,
sir.
And that's what I love.
Sir.
And
yes,
I want to shout out Mr. Sam Enon from BOBSA.org, again, BOBSA, Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. We're so proud, and he's doing some great things. And then, Ricky, now you also, which we're going to also encourage you to sign up at our hair radio community, so our fans can connect with you easily there as well. You could do that at hrmember.com. It's free, doesn't cost a dime, and they can easily check you out there as well. But in addition to that, you're out there across social media. How can folks find you on your site and social media type information?
Okay. It's the simplest way to do it, Kerry, again, is just go to One Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, either one or the word one or the number one. Doesn't make any difference.
You got
it.
Okay. OneRicky. That means there's only OneRicky.com.
You got it, brother. All day long.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have to continue. I love what you said about collaborating. And I always look for other folks who are out there providing marketing services. We do a lot of that here. We talk a lot about it. We're all about trying to help everybody get somewhere, because I also believe that there is enough for all of us. I couldn't service everybody if I tried. So there's enough for all of us.
I got to throw this in real quick.
You
just hit the key that people forget. So we always, you know, Black folks always talk about the crab mentality and, you know, understand something. Just in the industry you're in, an industry Sam's in, that's a multi-billion-dollar business. Imagine, bruh, if you could get 1%. There's 48 million identified Black folks. We ain't going to talk about the ones that didn't identify.
There's
48 million Black folks who generate consistently and annually millions of dollars of consumption. And if you can get, even in just your city, 1% of that action, what that translates to in terms of dollars, you're done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what we're missing, man. Do you understand? We are considered a niche. This is the crack up. We're a niche market in every major market out there. So when we buy, even though we spend millions, we are not treated like a significant market share.
No, so we're not. We over-index as people of color, but we are not given the credit for driving these numbers.
Oh,
and
that,
am
we
I
part
right?
Of that engine. Yo, you own it. And here's what I'm saying again. And Kerry, if people would realize, quit trying to go somewhere. Ain't nobody inviting you. Go service the people who want to work with you.
Exactly.
And you can be a specialist with those folks. You become a subject matter expert with those folks. And now the revenue, we keep talking about keeping the money in the community. Give people a reason to keep the money in the community. They keep thinking those services are not available, so they go outside. Man,
wow.
It's like the Black Wall Street. Back in the day, the reason we prospered wasn't because we were super smart. We was forced to work with each other. Then desegregation came along, diluted our strength, and here we are.
Exactly. And I always say to folks, that's really, I believe, a real key ingredient to success, and that is that working together, connecting with other folks who are like-minded, who are business-oriented, and you will literally go through the rooftop with what you're able to accomplish. And that's what we do. Sam does it over at Bobsa.org. I do it at HairRadio.com and the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're doing it at Janique's. This is really incredible. And I am so proud. I really am. And I hope this is just the beginning, because I know you're going to be helping Sam and working with him out there as well. And that means that, Ricky Johnson, we're going to be having you to come back here often.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Because, our fans, they are looking for different types of marketing strategies. So the next time that we have you to come back, we're going to have you to break it all down. Tell everybody pen and paper ready for Ricky Johnson.
I got something for him. I got it for him, Kerry. I got it.
I love it. So we're going to remind everybody, give everybody your websites and how they can connect with you again, Ricky.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Yeah, oneRicky.com. You can also call me at 623-455-6364. Either way, it's going to be a great day.
All right, folks. You heard it right here. Thank you so much, Ricky. Awesome job, by the way. Awesome
job.
Thank
you, Kerry. And let me just say this to your audience. Listen, folks, I appreciate Kerry Hines so much. This man has been trailblazing for decades. He's maintained to stay in a very competitive market. In order to bring this show to you, he puts in a lot of work. And I'm definitely grateful to him. And for Sam turning me on to him.
Thank you. That is really nice, Ricky. Much appreciated. Well, listen, we're going to do this together. So thank you so much. And welcome aboard. Okay. Awesome to have you. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to this morning. Stay with us. We'll be back.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Dr. Praneet James, and Dr. James, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you, Kerry, for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, you are a trichologist. Why don't you start, tell our listeners out there, what exactly is a trichologist?
Well, Carrie, that's a great question. Trichologist is someone who has studied the science of hair. So I work very closely with clients that are suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get the hair to a healthy state.
Okay, well, we're gonna really go in that, kind of talk about that a little bit more in just a few minutes. We have a lot of folks out there who are experiencing what appears to be like hair loss or experiencing mm-hmm. hair loss. We might as well just say it. And I think that we'll be able to kind of shed some light on some things and kind of be able to point them in the right direction. In terms of
Absolutely.
Seeking treatment or seeking help. Now, listen, in full disclosure, Dr. James, I have to say to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Show and those who've already purchased How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, you are featured in this great book. So by yours truly. So I want to thank you for that and just point it out to everybody. That in addition to this wonderful opportunity we have to talk to you today, that they can always pick up the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book because you bring the hair talk and they can read it word for word in this book. So I just want to mention that, get that out of the way a bit. Now, Dr. James, you were just telling us in terms of what trichology is. Let's just go back a little bit. Tell the folks where you're from and where you operate from.
I am originally from Norfolk, Virginia. I currently stay about 30 minutes away from Norfolk in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I also operate my salon, natural hair salon and clinic, which is known as Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic.
All right. Well, we're going to be checking back with you on that throughout the broadcast. I'm going to remind all the folks out there, keep reminding everybody about this wonderful place that you have so when they're in the area, they can check it out. Now, let us delve into this wonderful world of trichology. You see a lot of folks who have, in their opinion, experienced hair loss. But let's flip it. What do you think, what is the most common type of issue that you treat there in your shop in the way of hair loss?
That's a great question, Carrie. There are so many different variations of different conditions that I treat. For the most part, I find that a lot of women are coming into the clinic with traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is just one of the different variations of alopecia. There are so many. But what traction alopecia is when the client has, or the actual stylist who rendered the service has caused trauma to the hair follicle. And in some instances, it can be reversed if it's caught, you know, early enough or they're seeing the early signs. However, if they wait too long, then the follicles can become dormant, whereas, you know, it's not reversible. So that is the that's the number one. And then, you know, I'm seeing androgenetic alopecia, whereas, you know, it's from the genetics. It's, in, you know, hereditary. And then I'm seeing a lot of seborrheic dermatitis, wherein that can also lead, you know, to hair loss or staining around the hairline if it's not treated. So again, there's so many different variations, but pretty much those are the number one types that I'm seeing.
Okay, well, and talking about it a bit, especially the traction alopecia, is that the one that's identified most with like the tight braids and the pulling from the scalp for the tight ponytail type things. Tell us a little bit, what are some of the, that in your experience, some of the common styles that seem to contribute to traction alopecia or could lead to it?
The type of styling that could lead to traction alopecia, of course, is the weaving, the tight braids, chemical damage, you know, overprocessing of chemical relaxers, which can also cause scarring alopecia, wherein, you know, in most instances, the hair will not grow back. But for the most part, it's the tight braids, glue, which is definitely a no-no. I wouldn't advise anyone to do the glue-ins, even with the so-called protective methods or taking precautionary measures. You still can cause, you know, damage to the follicle itself.
Mm.
So those are pretty much the contributing factors.
Okay. Now, I've heard a lot of folks say that they feel like it, that there's nothing they can do. You know, and I'm understanding that there are some treatments. You yourself just mentioned that if, in some cases, if it's caught early, it can possibly be reversed. What can someone do? What are the steps they should take in terms of first identifying this and then what possibly could they do to minimize this or to reverse this, if you will?
They need to see a trichologist right away when they're experiencing the early signs. Like, say, for instance, they're experiencing excessive hair breakage or they had a chemical service rendered and they, you know, a bald spot occurs, or they're undergoing a tremendous amount of stress. Which is also which can also lead to alopecia areata, which I didn't tap or touch on.
Right.
Alopecia areata can be caused by traumatic or chronic stress. Traumatic, of course, is something that happens unexpected, death in the family, loss of job, et cetera. That can contribute to traumatic stress, which, of course, can cause alopecia areata, wherein they may experience one mosaic circular spot in the head. If it goes untreated, then of course it spreads, you know, over the head, and it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all of the hair and eyebrows, etc. And then if it goes untreated, then it can actually go into alopecia universalis, where they lose all body hair. Of course, that is an autoimmune type issue,
right.
which of course can be targeted with health as well.
Now, the areata, isn't that the one that can possibly, you know, your hair can start to grow back after, you know, maybe the stress is, you know, alleviated in some way? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Yes. It normally takes about 3 to 6 months. You know, if the hair is going to grow back, that's the norm, anywhere between 3 to 6 months with treatments.
But that is also
a major. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to you. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying that is definitely another major issue that comes into the clinic, the alopecia areata.
Wow. Now, in your clinic, do you treat majority women or men, or is it about even? Do you find that these types of issues are about even?
I would say men are about 20 years ahead in the hair loss industry, whether, you know, they're receiving hair replacement treatments, et cetera. But a lot of women are coming out more so now than ever before. But to answer your question, Carrie, I treat approximately about 70% women and 30% men or males.
But tell us a
males
little bit
are very
about
secretive. Mm-hmm. Males are very secretive. You know, they're not like us women, wherein we, you know, we like to talk about it in a group, et cetera. They, you know, the males, they like to be this is a very private issue for them, and they don't really have a support group like the women, you know, do. But for the most part, like I said, I do treat both.
Okay, because I kind of can understand what you mean, because if I could just get away, throw a wig on, and nobody would know it's a wig. I'm out the door. I'm stepping on. And that's kind of how I, you know. So in terms of treatment, you know, being a guy, I guess, you know, that's very possible where we would look at it differently. But I do want to ask about that. You said that, you know, with the men were 20 years ahead. What exactly did you mean by that? I'm not sure if I was clear on that.
Well, with the males, you know, with the hair replacement, like hair club for men and women, you know, et cetera, they actually, you know, took part in the hair replacement units prior to the women. They do like the toupees and the, you know, the hair.
Right.
Of course, they've got a little bit more modern today, but they were actually the ones that started, you know, wearing the hair replacement units or pieces, which is something also that I offer to as a solution to take care of my patients or clients that are suffering from hair loss, to take care of their appearance while they're in the midst of treatment.
Okay. Do they still call it like the prosthesis items and all
prosthesis.
Of that?
Yes. Yes, cranial
okay.
prosthesis or prosthetics, yes.
Okay, wow. This is a vast subject. First of all, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's guest is renowned trichologist, Dr. Pranique James. And I'm so excited to have her with us. And you've been a longtime supporter of the Hair Radio Show, as we pointed out earlier. And we're just very excited to have you with us. And you are the go-to person. You are the go-to trichologist. And just a wonderful stylist. Now, you're a natural hair stylist. So you do, so you run the whole gamut. Tell our listeners some of the other things that you do at your salon, some of the other services, I should say.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, of course, I am the trichologist, but also I am the, I'm an all natural focused stylist, meaning that we do not render chemicals within the salon, with the exception of color, but as for relaxers or permanent waving, et cetera, we do not render those type of services. However, whether the client is wanting to wear the hair kinky, coily, or smooth, frizz-free, flowing hair, we are able to achieve those options with chemical-free solutions. So we do provide alternatives to our clients to, of course, maintain the optimal health of the hair.
Okay, and speaking of optimal health of the hair, do you find that a lot of the clients nowadays are coming in with their whole attitude is about what can they do to keep their hair healthy or to get their hair healthy, and then what steps they need to do to keep their hair healthy? And maybe seeing you as that great first step, but what have you noticed at the salon?
Absolutely. A lot of the consumers are coming in, especially naturalists. They're coming in. They're wanting to know what products they can use on their hair, what supplements they can take to maintain healthy hair, et cetera. My approach is a multi-therapy approach. I work inside out. So healthy hair starts within, and it works its way out. So a lot of times clients that are coming in have a lot of nutritional deficiencies, which, of course, reflect in the hair. So let's say, for instance, someone comes in, they have an issue in their, you know, of course, our body, we have 10 different body systems. So a lot of times the women that are coming in, their issues are with their glandular system. That's the system that houses our adrenal glands. That's the system that helps us to deal with stress, menopausal issues, thyroid issues. All of that stems from that particular body system. So, again, back to health, a lot of times it's just a matter of being placed on a customized regimen in order to, you know, achieve the optimum health of the hair. Then, of course, the products, using the correct products in the hair. A lot of times they're using this product, they're using that, and they're actually product junkies. At my salon, I require, before any services are rendered, I do require a consultation to be rendered. It's not a 10-minute or 5-minute consultation. It's actually 45 minutes to an hour where I meet one-on-one with the potential consumer that comes in. I meet with them one-on-one. We address the goals that they desire for their hair. And this is just a more so a basic consultation targeting healthy hair and natural hair. So we discuss their goals that they desire for their hair. Then I conduct a basic hair and scalp analysis to determine how those goals will be achieved. Then I identify their curl type, which is very important in determining what products will work best on their hair to enhance their curl pattern. So, again, they're not becoming a product junkie or, of course, we can better suit their needs. Then we'll address the various styling options only based or based upon the condition of their hair, the looks they're opting for, and I also go an at-home maintenance regimen to follow. So a lot of times, you know, whether the client wants to be salon dependent or they want to take care of their hair at home, my number one goal is to make sure that they understand how to maintain the health of the hair. So if I have someone come, you know, a naturalista that comes in where they just want to know what type of products to use in their hair, I don't just sell them the products. I make sure that we do a tutorial. They know step one, step two, step three. I write them out a customized prescription on how to use the products. A lot of times, you know, you have to mix parts, et cetera, and the regimen is specifically designed for the individual. There is no one particular treatment or product that's going to work 100% across the board for each client. So that's why I recommend the consultation. So therefore, everybody's on the same page and we're moving in, you know, in the right direction.
What you say about the products, I mean, that just seems to be key. When we look at television, we are, you know, constantly seeing so many different new items on the market to treat hair loss. What's your take on it? And why do we see so much and nothing seems to really be effective in terms of what we see on TV?
Of course, you know, every time you turn around, like you said, you're seeing this product come out, this product, et cetera. Again, back to knowing exactly what the issues are, we're pretty much determine what is needed for that particular individual. Like I said, there is no one-size-fit-all.
No, there isn't.
I highly recommend, you know, them coming in if they're not in my area, if they're having hair loss issues, et cetera, they need to seek a trichologist. So therefore, they know exactly what the issue is versus treating the symptom. They can get to the source of what's going on. Because if they don't target this, what's going on, the actual problem itself at hand, then they're going to spin their wheels. If this product doesn't work, let me try this. Somebody said this is working and nothing is working. So they're wasting their money and their time versus just, you know, going to seek professional consultation, and again, determining what's going to work best for them as an individual.
Wow. Well, folks, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I want to take a moment to just thank Dr. Praneet James for being with us today. Dr. James, again, welcome to Hair Radio, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm really enjoying myself talking about what I love.
Well,
I can
actually
go on and on and on. I don't think you have enough time for me today.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We've got 3 full hours here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
And if you need more, we'll look into that.
Okay.
Speaking of which, actually, you bring up a very good point, because even following this interview today, folks can still read a whole lot more of what you have to say about hair care in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. So I'm very excited because you were kind enough to make a contribution to us and in the way of some wonderful hair ideas and some, you know, hair loss prevention ideas and so forth. And we really, really appreciate that. In fact, you mentioned something, and maybe you can help us to get to understand this, those of us who are novices and we're not stylists, but what exactly in terms of not identifying the curl pattern, but the classification, the 4C, the this, the that, what does that mean? You know what
okay.
I mean in terms of, the different classes. Is there a way that you can explain that so we at least have some kind of idea and we can take it from there?
Oh, absolutely. For the most part, the curl classifications or curl types, again, are determined, or the products that you're using in your hair are determined by your curl type or your curl classification. And also how much heat is used on the hair, et cetera. You'll find that your looser curl pattern or wavy patterns will fall below the 3 or the earlier 3, 2, and 1 curl types. You'll find that your tighter curl types will be in the 4 category. You have your 4A, which is more so prone to frizz. That's more of a coily, curly type curl pattern. Then, of course, you have your your 4B, and then of course your 4C, which will be more your zigzag, which is the tightest on the charting. So again, knowing your curl type will definitely take a lot of guesswork out of what products work best on your hair, what shampoos and conditioners, styling aids, all of that. And speaking of shampoos and conditioners, let me kind of tap on that as well.
Sure.
I find that I travel all over the country and do the different natural hair shows, and a lot of times I'm finding that the naturalistas, they're quick to pick up the styling product but forget all about the foundation, all right? The foundation definitely has to be addressed properly prior to coming in with styling aids. Of course, that has a lot to deal with your porosity and your elasticity, and just to kind of tap on that, that means a lot as well when you're determining what products work in your hair, what you need to use for your hair, et cetera. The porosity is the ability for the hair to hold up, absorb moisture or product. And then, of course, the elasticity is the ability for the hair to stretch and return to its natural state without popping or shedding. So it's good to actually have those two tests rendered as well before you actually determine what products will work best in your hair. And that should be something addressed in a consultation when you go visit your local stylist, or you're considering going natural, or you're completely natural. Now back to the foundational products. Your foundational products should always consist of a clarifying shampoo. I hear a lot about co-washing, and I'll get to that in a moment.
Right, yes.
You should always have a clarifying shampoo. And I think the fear with a lot of the consumers that are natural, they don't want to properly cleanse their hair or completely submerge their hair in shampoo because they are afraid of the hair drying out or becoming really
right.
tangly, et cetera. But if you have the proper balanced regimen, meaning that your hair, once you finish styling your hair or applying your styling products, your hair should be at a pH balance of 4.5 to 5.5. The scale runs from 1 to 14, and each product that you apply to your hair has a certain pH level. If you don't know it, know what the pH of each product you're using in your hair and how to determine that. You're going to be spinning your wheels. So back to your shampoo, you should always come in with a clarifying shampoo first. Clarifying shampoos will come in and remove any and everything that has deposited onto the hair shaft, oils, dirt, debris, minerals, some sweat that deposit on the shaft, make the hair very dry and brittle, medications if they, you know, go swimming. It takes everything out. And then your second shampoo should be determined upon your finished look. So if they're wanting to wear their hair curly or coily, they should be using a moisturizing shampoo that's geared towards texture. If they're wanting to smooth their hair, do a steam press or a silk press, then they need to be using a smoothing shampoo that's also a moisturizing shampoo designed for smoothing the hair, because those type of shampoos contain kyanic polymers. Kyanic polymers is a smoothing complex that prepares the hair for heat. It actually smooths the cuticle layer, so it makes the hair, it makes it more easier for the stylist or the consumer to actually go in with heat and smooth the hair. If they're using a shampoo that's geared towards curly, they're going to find that their silk press is not going to last as long. It's going to be a little bit more challenging to go in and smooth the hair. And then, of course, it doesn't have the heat protectants or the humidity blockers built in. And then they should be rotating their conditioning regimen. The hair is just like the body, so if they constantly use the same conditioners, eventually the hair will not respond. And this is just general. And once you build that foundation coming in with the proper shampoo and conditioning regimen, now, of course, your shampoos and conditioners should be sulfate-free. A lot of times, That's general. However, if they're experiencing any type of hair or scalp disorders, dry scalp, seborrheic dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, they shouldn't be using any shampoos that contain SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate. And you'll find that a lot of the shampoos that state they're sulfate-free, they'll still have the SLS built in, which is very mild. A milder form of sulfate. And what sulfate is, it's just like you use a dish detergent in your hair. Sulfate
That's
actually goes
right.
in and it strips the hair, makes the hair very dry. But as for the conditioners, again, rotating the conditioners, they should be using a protein and moisturizing treatment. However, too much protein can snap the hair. Too little can as well, so they do want to make sure that both contents are properly balanced, and any other specifics that they may need. If they're suffering from hair loss, then, of course, there are treatment shampoos that are on the market that will cater to the hair loss, if their hair is very dry or porous, et cetera. Go ahead, Carrie. Sorry.
And no, I just wanted to jump in. No, I love this. I wanted to just say it seems to me that a lot of this would there's no way that just a person on the street would kind of know these things. So how do they find a trichologist? I mean, does every hairstylist know all of this, or do you work with their stylist? What's the role of the trichologist in terms of how do you connect with the person? How does the person connect with you? How do they find you? And then what would you suggest that they do to even connect with a trichologist to begin with? Because it seems to me that they need to work with, that they have to, it's an education process as well, it sounds like to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's tons of education. It's ongoing. The industry is constantly changing, just like just with hair in general, it constantly changes. But my advice for someone that is looking to become a trichologist, I would recommend them.
Oh, no, I mean looking to connect with one. I mean, I'm
okay,
right,
I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question. Okay. Okay, internet searching, like in my area, if they type in trichologist, I pop up. I'm the only trichologist within, the Hampton Roads area. The closest near me is in the DMV, which is in your northern Virginia area. Trichologists are very rare. I am creating a program where I'm working with stylists or cosmetologists, providing them with a referral fee. For referring to clients that are suffering from hair loss, and then I can write out a prescription on, what they need to do if they, when they return back to their stylist on, what products their stylist need to use, et cetera, or they may come once a month to me and still continue their service with their stylist, et cetera.
So it's like a team approach.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be a team approach. Once they come and have treatments done, they don't want to return to what they were previously doing because they're just, defeating the purpose. But like I said, for the most part, is a, an inner issue working inside out. So for the most part, if they are placed on the proper regimen health-wise as for, nutritional supplements, then, of course, that will help, the outer. So that's pretty much what, the steps we take. And then, of course, we treat topically and we come in with electrotherapy treatments. All of that is inclusive in, coming to a trichologist. Hopefully I'm answering your question and not going around the library bush.
No, I think you're doing a great job.
okay.
And I'm listening to every word you say. My other question, I was just thinking as you were explaining that, what about the cost? Now, this seems to me that this is beyond, I call it para hair. This is beyond the typical styling services type thing in general. Of course, it can still be part of it, as you explained earlier. But is this something that quite possibly insurance might cover? Is that even possible in some cases? Or is this – because it sounds so medical and so – it just sounds very – like a different level beyond – styling services that you generally find with a hairstylist or barber?
Now, that is a great question. Still to date, the insurance companies do not cover the trichology treatments. However, they do cover hair replacement. It has to be pre-approved by their insurance company, and it will fall in the category of cranial prosthetics as for them, as providing them with a solution, to take care of their appearance. But still to date, they don't cover trichology, the trichology aspect of it, which is sad. But we're working towards that at this point, and in the near future, it should, come into effect.
And one of the biggest questions that I should have asked you kind of at the top, and you kind of explained a whole lot since then, which has been fantastic, but clearly the difference between a dermatologist and a trichologist.
Well, again, that's another great question, Carrie. You have so many great questions. The difference, and that's a very important question, the difference between a trichologist and a dermatologist. A dermatologist is someone who more so specializes in derma or skin. However, they have been trained to, you know, work with hair slightly. But when a consumer goes to a dermatologist and they say, okay, I have this issue with my scalp, et cetera, the dermatologist is only going to treat the symptoms, meaning they're going to maybe suggest cortisone injections or some type of topical solution, et cetera, which, of course, only pacifies the problem. On the other hand, or causes some other side effect. On the other hand, when a consumer comes to a trichologist, we take a multi-therapy approach to overall hair health, meaning that we're going to, you know, get to the source of what's going on to provide more of a permanent solution versus something that's, you know, only going to be semi-permanent or temporary.
Okay,
actually.
Got it.
They go to a dermatologist and, you know, they provide them with a topical solution, a lot of times it throws the pH of the hair and the scalp off, dries the hair out severely. So they may take care of one issue, you know, temporarily, but it causes another issue, you know, severe hair breakage, again, throwing the balance of the hair off. The hair is very porous. So I'm not saying that the dermatology solutions do not work, but if someone comes to me that has been to a dermatologist, I don't talk against the dermatologist or just pretty much, you know, tell them to put, you know, put the product.
You don't say don't go back to that one.
Right.
Okay.
What we do is we can take what they have and add to it to make sure that the hair is balanced, because the ultimate goal is when that hair is growing in, we don't want it to reverse. We don't want it to snap back off. So if the hair is growing into a unhealthy environment, if it's very dry, you know, growing into a dry environment, especially with the tighter curl patterns in the four categories we mentioned earlier, you'll find that the hair started snapping back off, so they started going, you know, backwards, and they'll end up with the same issues.
Well, I have to say, folks, Dr. James, you are just chock full of information. We're going to have you back often because we'd love to have you because our listeners have a lot of questions. Hair loss is a huge topic. It's a big discussion, and today was a great introduction to it. But we need to have you back to break it all the way down.
Absolutely.
So that
I'd love
way,
to
yes.
That.
Well, we'd love to have you. Now, before we go, let me just have the folks out there know how to reach you again. Dr. James, how would they find you? Where would they find you? How would they find you and all of that? Please share that with our listeners.
Great. Thank you, Carrie. They can find me, or they can actually go to my website, which is Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S .com. They can actually schedule an appointment online. If they have any questions, they can send those questions over. I'm also on Facebook under Prenik, P-R-E, N as in Nancy, I-K, James. Instagram, Fruit of the Spirit Salons. And also Twitter. So all of the social media sites they can reach me on. Or they can call me, area code 757-452-0170. And as I mentioned, the name of the salon is Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic, and we're located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I look forward to hearing from the listeners soon.
Absolutely. And folks out there, when you do contact Dr. James, please let her know that you heard about her right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's important. So Dr. James, okay, thank you. Any last thoughts that you want to share, things that you want to drive home, a point you want to drive home with everyone before we say goodbye today?
Sure. I wanted to add one of my websites as for the health of the hair. I do have another website and a company that I'm affiliated with. It's called www.healthyhair.idlife.com, wherein the listeners can go on my website and take a free HIPAA-compliant health assessment where it will identify all of their nutritional needs. Because, of course, our body, we're individuals, and, of course, our body needs individualized nutrition. So visit my website, fill out the HIPAA compliant health assessment. It'll print them out a comprehensive report. It's free of charge, so they can kind of get an idea of what their body needs nutritional wise. And to end this interview, I would like to tell the listening audience or let them know that healthy hair begins with a healthy start.
Well, I believe that ID Life, I've seen them in action. Outstanding. Thank you for mentioning that. Dr. Pradeep James, thank you. Yes, well, thank you for being with us. And just want to shout out to all the folks that you're connected with and your mother, Ed, just everybody. Please, you know, from the Hair Radio Show, pass along our well wishes and all of that. You have a great day.
I will do. Thank you so much, Carrie, for having me.
All right. Well, folks, listen, there's a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Your prison.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Morning coffee. Vanilla latte serve to go. Drink it slow.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It's Friday morning, February 24th of 2023. It's our broadcast show number 830. That's 830 for all who like to keep track. Lots going on today. It's mid-show, 724 New York time, 624 for Central folks. Let me bring to the line my co-star in the morning. You guys know her. She's queen of all mornings right here on our broadcast. She comes to us from Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about the one and only Nicole Marie.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy mid-show. Happy Fan Day Friday.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, Marie, we have... we've been killing it this morning. I've been listening along with all of you guys to some
wonderful of
our classic interviews.
I have been tuning in. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. I dug down deep for Pranit Jain. This was her classic interview that she did with us, my very favorite from Dr. Pranit Jain, who is a trichologist. And
she
that's someone who specializes.
One of my favorites as well. Yes, I love her.
Yeah.
Carrie, talking about just the multi-therapy for healthy hair.
That's
you have to deal with the inside and the out. And I love the way that she deals with her clients and just everything that she discussed. You know, it's a process. Yes, she thoroughly breaks it down. You know, starting with the consultation, the hair and scalp, and out. You know, it's a process that you go through. It's not, okay, come get in this bowl, let me shampoo your hair. No, it's a process because every particular individual is going to be different. They're going to have different hair care needs, and you have to address the individual.
Great, so, Nicole Marie. That's right.
I just love that.
Everybody's texture is different. And
and
what I love, I agree, this is what she does. You get an education when you're listening to Pranit Jain.
Yes.
If you ever wanted to learn hair care, you guys are new to the industry out there, she is someone to listen to. She breaks it on down.
And, I love it.
And you've got to see her in action. When she came to our show here in New York years ago, she came to a show I had in, where was that show? I forget which show. I think we were in Atlantic City. I forget what show we did a show in Brooklyn. Wow, this is how many shows I've done. And she came to our show. She and her mother came all the way to us here from Virginia.
Wow.
And I remember Dr. James, she was walking around at the venue space, just, you know, looking like everybody else. And then when it came time for Dr. James to get up there, she turned into super trichologist. She really did. She came back out there with her white coat and hair, and she went in. She went in, and her whole thing was
educates. I love it.
Oh, she absolutely does. she was teaching about the different curl patterns, how to recognize your curl pattern. And so it was really a great presentation. She's superb. And so now she has her own product line that she does out there for men. She works a lot with the guys in beards. She does a lot of work with the folks out of the country over in South Africa. And so, she's doing her thing. We're very proud. And she's helped us a lot. And she's mentioned there's an article that we've included, actually an interview I think we transcribed, and how to get rich in the hair business. So she's mentioned in there as well. And you can read her words. Good stuff. So how are you out there, Nicole Marie?
I am doing well, Carrie.
Yes, doing well.
But Carrie, let me tell you, yesterday it was 80 degrees. It started out 60 in the morning, early morning, and was 80 in the afternoon. Yes, it was 80 degrees here in Mississippi on yesterday. And today, the high is only going to be 57. Right now, it's about 48 degrees. And this morning, we have the heat on. I'm like, okay, come on, weather. Make up your mind. But I'm doing well,
I'm well. Good.
How are you this morning?
Degrees, I'll take it. I'll take the 57. Here in Brooklyn, New York, it's a little bit, today we kind of do a little bit, we're in like the 40s and 30s. I'll take all of that because it's February. And as a little child growing up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it was really cold in February. Yeah, it wasn't my favorite month, let me just put it that way, weather-wise.
Right.
And I have to tell you, this is a shock to my system, all these high temperatures. It really is. It's a real shock. I haven't ever seen it in my lifetime. So, we're going to make it. We're going to make it.
That's it.
Keep pushing through. I think one of these days we'll have that conversation about climate change right here on our show. We've never discussed it.
We're adding it.
Yeah, I have a big list that I keep here at the office and the studio. Topics to come. I'm adding weather.
There's so much, Carrie, yes. So much to discuss.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, there is.
Going to hear it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Now, let me tell you, and we've got Michael on the way in just a few. Michael Hopkins, you guys know him. He is the host of that talk radio show, our friend on the broadcast. He's doing a great job with presenting. Yes, he's now accredited. We're going to talk a little bit about that as a claims agent for the veterans. We'll talk and chat about that as well. But I want to remind everybody, coming up on Monday, March 6th of 2023, we have a very special show happening in New York City.
Very special.
It's a stage production. Yeah, this is a theater. It's the Gene Frankel Theater. You guys can Google Gene Frankel. His name was spelled G-E-N-E. He's passed away now, but his legacy is this incredible theater that's located in the East Village section of Manhattan. And that's right here in New York City. As you guys know, I'm also in New York City. Just a little different. I'm in a different borough. So Manhattan is like our main borough. Everybody knows New York City. That's where Times Square is and all of that. So I'm super excited. The venue space, the Gene Frankel Theater, is not all that far from Midtown. It's down about 4th Street or so, and so Midtown is like 42nd area. So I'm super excited about it. We've got everybody on the way there.
Can't wait.
Everybody. Yeah. Some folks are arriving tomorrow, believe it or not.
Really?
I think Eugene flies in tomorrow. Yeah, some folks are coming out here.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, we got some folks flying in a little earlier, and it's going to be exciting. Oh, yeah. So they're looking to stay out and make it a nice little vacation, and we're happy about that. So
So
yes,
I want to take a moment.
I'll be happy to see everyone.
Yeah, speaking of which, let me just take a moment to acknowledge some of the folks who have tried to help us supporting our event. And today's guest coming up at 8 is no exception. I call him Mr. Charlie. You guys have been introduced to him in the past, Mr. Charles Hughes, who runs the wonderful consulting firm, Charles Hughes Consulting, which we're going to talk to him about that and see what he's consulting all about and on
right.
these days and what he's been up to since he was last on our show. And one of the things I do want to acknowledge is that he helps to put his money where his mouth is, and being one of our wonderful junior sponsors of the event. So we wouldn't
Thank
be able to
you,
put this live show on if it weren't for folks like Mr. Hughes. So we appreciate him, and he's somebody that I've grown to really appreciate in this industry and with what we're doing. So we're going to talk to him about all of that. Coming up at a little after 8 o'clock this morning. So please be here. Do not change anything. Keep it right here. Yeah, so we can, he's going to be live. So this is not some tape or anything. He's here. We got him live. And we're going to talk to him about what he's got going on these days. We're going to talk to him. I don't think he'll be able to get out here in person, but we're going to see if we can zoom him in somehow as well.
Great.
To help
great.
We're going to work on all of that for the big, you know, coming up in March. And so lots of folks will be joining us. As you guys know, we will be continuing to add the names of who's showing up. Jay Ellis. Jay Ellis, she is scheduled to be here at about 8:30 this morning to join our Fan Day Friday party.
Awesome.
Ms. Charlie staying with us hopefully for the whole hour as well. We're going to have a blast. We're going to be talking
about entrepreneurship.
We're going to be talking about fun and just, you know,
wonderful.
These days. Yeah, and some of the wonderful guests who have been on our show. I happened to look up, and who do I see on TV but Dolly Parton, the incomparable Dolly Parton with Ms. Dionne Warwick. They've got a new song out.
Yes, they're collaborating. Yes, on a song. Yes.
And I said,
That's awesome.
Must be really doing big things when we are friends with Miss Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Well, her Dionne Warwick, of course. But we get to live vicariously. And Dionne being on our show, it just brings us a little closer to Dolly. And
it
I
does.
Said, wow, how nice is that? And so the track that Dolly and Dionne did was produced by Dionne's son. So I've also interviewed Dionne's in-law. She has two sons, and one of them I interviewed his wife, and she's been on, and she does a lot of stuff as well. So we're shouting her out this morning. Good stuff, and just great. You
awesome.
Know, I love the family. I'm always a big fan of Dionne and the Houstons and all of that, the words and all of that. So we're big fans. So I can't wait
awesome.
To hear the song. I haven't heard the song yet, but we'll keep you guys informed.
I have not either, but I'm so ready. I'm so excited. I know it's going to be great. I already know it
too.
And haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I call it a proximity to excellence, just being close to those who are doing so much. And that's what this event is about, because that's what it is. It's a proximity to excellence. We are right next to and being surrounded by folks. And these are the heavy hitters out there who have been on our show and who have a lot to they're doing it. They're go-getters.
Right. Right.
These are not folks who are scared to get up. No, they go. They go. And I'm super excited. Michael's going to be zoomed in. Let me see if we can get Hopper Hopkins, Michael, who is the host of the Vet Talk radio show. Michael Hopkins, are you out there? Are you there down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia?
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie Hines. And
good morning.
Morning, Nicole Marie. And I am definitely here in Spotsylvania. enjoying this weather. It's been beautiful down here.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to hear. After you're at Michaelstown in Virginia, of course, Spotsylvania, Virginia. Is it Spotsylvania, Virginia? Yeah.
Spotsylvania County, Virginia. Yep, that's the term for it. Spotsylvania County, Virginia. But the strangest thing is my address to my house has a Fredericksburg address.
Wow.
There is something about the zoning down here when it comes to the post office.
Okay.
And somewhere along the way, we have, it just like in the other counties, we all have Fredericksburg, Virginia as where we live, and then we just have different zip codes. So it took me a while to get used to that. It's kind of strange because,
Carrie,
coming from the big city, coming from Philadelphia, you're so used to when you have post offices everywhere and one big main post office. Well, here in this area, we're kind of still small town America. So our big post office would be a branch post office when you go like northeast. So we got a little small town thing going on here, but it's beautiful though, actually. Kind of
slows
you down.
Well, it just reminds me of Mayberry, and I just conjure up images of Andy Griffith walking with little Opie.
Oh yeah. And then the post office guys.
But you
remember the post office guy is also the justice of the peace. He's the dog catcher, and he's got like 30 different jobs.
Well, let me tell you guys, I'm in the antithesis of that. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, so I'm in as much, you can't get
big
more
city
than where I am.
Yeah.
So we're going to
have
a blast, though, guys. Yeah. Well, Michael, it's good to have you with us, joining us on this broadcast. It is Fan Day Friday. We're going to be rolling in with these folks in just a little bit. So we've got a lot of great live talk ahead.
Wonderful.
And it's been, so I just want to remind everybody that today is Friday. We'll be off until Tuesday. Now, you do not want to miss Tuesday, February 28th show, our radio show we're talking about, because it's the last live show that we're really going to do. We'll be off for about 30 days. So we'll be off the air from our regular early live morning show for a little bit, so we can get ready for our new season, which kicks off the beginning of April. So I'm super excited about that. We will broadcast one day in the month of March live from 6 to 9. One day in the entire month of March. So here's the schedule after today. So please listen carefully, folks. The next 6 to 9 a.m. broadcast will be on Tuesday, February 28th. We'll be live in our regular 6 to 9 o'clock slot. So that'll be Tuesday, February 28th. That's in a few days from now. And on that day, it'll be our broadcast show number 831, today's show number. And Vet Talk Radio, Michael, you'll be celebrating your 20th. Episode of the second season.
Oh yeah, that's
so
gonna be great.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you'll be wrapping up your eight part episode or part for top terms that every veteran should know. So when it comes to filing a claim, so that's your last airing of that series. So lots of things happening as we close out the month of February again. Black History Month will be ending, so all of that happens again February 28th. You don't want to miss Tuesday's show. We have a special show lined up for you for on Tuesday. And then after that, we're focused on our live event in New York. So we will be broadcasting only on that Monday morning of the show. So on Monday, March 6th, is when you'll hear again from us for 3 hours in the morning as we prepare to launch our afternoon event and extravaganza in New York City. So from February 28th, that's a Tuesday, until Monday, March 6th, as we broadcast live in honor of our big event a little later that same day on Monday, March 6th. So those are the two dates you want to remember. Now, to that, you won't hear us on the morning from 6 to 9 a.m. because we're not going to be here live. During the month of March, what you might want to do is go over to upscalemagazineradio.com. That's where you can catch Hair Radio programming. Again, that's www.upscalemagazineradio.com. And you'll hear the Hair Radio Morning Show, some classic episodes over there, some recent episodes on great music, great interviews, all that wonderful good stuff. So does that schedule help you guys? Nicole Marie, what do you think?
Yes. It's great. Keep everybody informed and in tune to the Hair Radio Morning Show and the live event. Yes. And Carrie,
absolutely.
I just want to thank Michael. I just want to remind all of our listeners out there, get you a notebook and a pen and always have it when you're listening to the show, because you never know what you're going to hear. We always give you so much great information, and you just may want to jot it down. So just a reminder, have a pen and paper while you're listening.
Nicole Marie,
back to you. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, like this morning we led off with Ricky Johnson, and again, he was on. We just wanted to replay it, his information about marketing and all of that, and over-indexing in our community and what we can do. Yeah, very inspirational gentleman. I love hearing what he has to say. We're going to see if we can get him on a more regular or consistent basis. Remember consistency and persistency. Those are the two factors that drive success. Again, you've got to be consistent.
And Carrie, I also love what Ricky Johnson said when he was discussing us being united and collaborating with others. You know, when you're an entrepreneur,
absolutely,
share your ideas and information with others.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, that's right. And
working
I
together, you know, with just like-minded people, that will push you
absolutely
forward as well. You know, helping each other.
That's what this event is about on Monday, March 6th in New York City. It's the Big Hair Radio Show stage version. And you can go to our website at www.carriehines.hair. Okay, not .com.
Awesome.
.hair.
Mm-hmm.
So real nice. And it'll bring you right to the event page and tell you all about the event. We've got a lot of good stuff there. I'm real happy
you do
to
not
just kind of keep
it.
No, we're going to keep it moving this morning. Want to talk a little bit, we're going to continue to talk about business, but we're going to kind of shift the convo a little bit and just a little bit. We're going to go take a little commercial break. We're going to be back with a whole lot more this morning and get everybody all ready for our Fan Day Friday celebration coming up a little bit after around 8 o'clock this morning. So don't move a muscle. And we've got some great music. Stay with us, everybody. Stay with us.
We keep this love.
appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. We're back live. It's Friday morning, February 24th of 2023. It is our broadcast show number 830, and I'm joined on the line with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Again, guys, good morning. Hello, panel, and happy Band-Aid Friday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I had to take it a little back there with Miss Natalie Cole. One of my favorites from her. You can always rely on Natalie. And she is so missed. I have to just out with it. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of this lady. And her music, her legacy is just never ending. Just great music, great memories. And very talented family. Listen, coming up in just a little bit, Mr. Charlie Hughes is back. Cannot wait to have him on. We're going to put him on the hot seat and find out what is new, what is he consulting on these days, and a little bit more about him. So we're going to really get all the skinny this morning, as the folks used to say. Then coming up at 8:30, JLA should be here. Joining our Band-Aid Friday party, and we're very excited about all of that this morning. I want to take a moment to acknowledge our amazing supporters, folks like Jess Salon Towels. You'll hear their commercial right here playing if you haven't heard it already on the Hair Radio Morning Show. They're incredible. If you have a salon, a spa, a nail salon, a massage parlor, any kind of personal care business, you want to make sure that you have the best bleach-resistant kind of towels that are out there. And they really do make them. Again, JessSalonTowels.com is their website. Again, that's www.JessSalonTowels.com. Go there, check them out, and buy for your shop. Very important. Again, that's our professional announcement. If you are a stylist or you have a shop, a barber, any of that, you want to definitely check them out. Again, I love their towels because, again, they're bleach resistant, so they're really great, and so much other. They have a lot of wonderful elements. Again, JessSalonTowels.com. Along the line with our excellence, folks like Jess Salon Towels, we got Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, the best folks out there with creating an entire beard care line. So we're shouting them out this morning. We love them. Their website is ruggedevo.com. So go to www.ruggedevo.com. That stands for evolution, but it's just Rugged Evo is their website. And, of course, our friends at Heal and Go. We're talking about Gail Bruni and the incredible Heal and Go folks. So you'll hear their commercial playing. That's Gail. She's been on our show. She'll actually be at our New York event coming up on Monday, March 6th. Everybody's coming out for this. So it's just going to be incredible. So I'm kind of enjoying this. Nicole Marie, what do you think? Let's see if we can get... Where is? Oh, okay. Nicole, can you guys hear us out there? Let's double check.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Want to see. I was just saying, what did you think about that? We're so excited to have everybody like Gail joining us.
Oh, so excited. Oh, yes. I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet everyone in person. It's one thing to be here on the morning, Hair Radio Morning Show, and hearing someone, but then to actually meet them in person, just wonderful. I'm just so excited. I just cannot wait.
Can't wait.
So excited.
And Michael, have you been thinking of
New York City?
What were you saying this summer? You can't wait to do what?
Get to New York City.
Oh, New York. Oh, wow. Well, hold it. Is this going to be your first time coming to the big city?
I've actually been there through the airport, but actually in the city, no. I have not been.
Ooh.
So it'll be my first time, and I'm excited.
Oh, you passed through. Well, now you get to come out of the airport.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Well, listen, you're going to have a blast. New York City is a great experience. And I just want to tell folks, it is full of warmth and charm. It is a busy, busy place. You will see people moving about. This is true. I have to tell you guys, you know, I'm from Philadelphia, as you guys know. Michael and I are both from the big, what is it, the City of Brotherly Love, Michael?
Oh, yes, the City of Brotherly Love and Rocky.
That's where we were born. Yeah. And who?
And Rocky Balboa.
Oh, yes.
That's
gotta
right.
Love Rocky.
The one and only Sly. Now, so that's where we were born. So I did not know New York City. And when I came to New York, it was a little eye-opening for me, too. It's very different, you know, but the people are super warm. And Brooklyn, I settled here in Brooklyn, but I used to live in Harlem, so I have a lot of experience around New York. And I just love it.
Okay.
I think, I lived in Harlem for a few years, actually about 3 years. And I moved back over, so I was near the Schomburg Museum in Harlem, and I loved it up there. And Cheryl, you guys hear Cheryl Morrow? Cheryl and I, Cheryl was also in Harlem as well. So
I
walk over to Cheryl's place all the time, and we used to sit down and talk hair business big time. So we're talking about, so that was like, oh, gosh, probably early 90s, I think. So we go back a long time. We go way back.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And her dad, Dr. Morrow, he was on our show. I did an interview with him way back then. And he also put me in his newsletter thing at that time. That was many years ago. And I was very honored. But, yeah, Cheryl has always been very sweet, a big, big supporter of the Hair Radio show and all of that. And I got to get out to California and visit her. She moved all the way across the country out to her family's estate, of course, back out there in San Diego. So so we certainly miss her chatting with her and all of this, and especially since she lost her dad, Dr. Willie Morrow. But his legacy lives on and on through us.
Oh, that's great.
So
yeah.
Okay.
That is great.
Well, listen. We are about to reintroduce you to this gentleman who just brings such a great feeling of joy every time I talk to him. And I've chatted with him many, many times since he was on the show. But just a great joy, a great light for us. And I'm so grateful to have made his acquaintance. And so we're happy to bring him to you guys again today. So first, let's get on a little bit of a commercial break. We got to pay the bills. And then after that, on the other side, will be Mr. Charles Hughes. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this commercial break. So stay with us. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. Like, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits that you want to work for. Excellence is always a proximity issue. Get around it.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
It is my honor to welcome Mr. Charles Hughes to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, Mr. Charles. How are you this
morning?
Good
morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, and thanks for that introduction. I am just so blessed to be here with Gracious of Life, the longest running hair care radio show in the world. I'm in good company.
Wow.
I know that.
Wow, Mr. Charles. Thank you so much for those accolades. And Mr. Charles, tell us about your business.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me give you guys a little background about, you know, who I am first, and then I kind of get into the business because it's still under construction at the moment. But, gosh, I've made leaps and bounds with it. But anyway, I'm from a little bitty small town called Union, South Carolina. I always tell people it's between Columbia, our state capital, and Spartanburg, because they know where that's at. Got my start down there playing football. Didn't start until I was in the ninth grade. And after I, started playing football in the ninth grade, by the time I was a senior, I was what they call the so-called superstar. I ended up going to the Shrine Bowl, ended up getting multiple Division I scholarship offers, and elected to go to Western Carolina University, in which I ended up getting a degree in education, physical education, and a minor in psychology. Psychology always intrigued me, as you guys will see what my consulting business is in just a few. And once I graduated, even though I had a teaching degree, I went straight into corporate because, believe it or not, corporate was paying a lot more money than teachers at that time and coaches. And I had an opportunity to get into the textile firm, which was called Millikan & Company, one of the largest ones and the only one left in America now probably. And I was with them for only 3 years. And I had an opportunity and just simply got interested in corporate training, corporate education, and corporate development. So I took my teaching skills to the corporate side. And I was only with them for 3 years. After being with them for 3 years, believe it or not, I somehow ended up getting involved in the restaurant industry. And then I later figured out why. My friend, Mickey Giss, he had played for the Washington Redskins. And he was working for Jerry Richardson, who later on brought the Carolina Panthers to the Carolinas, more specifically Charlotte. And he talked me into coming on board and getting involved in the restaurant industry, and I did. But guess what? I wasn't really in the restaurant industry per se. I ended up getting on the education, development, and training side of the restaurant. And there, I was there for 36 years. But I got my start in what I'm doing now. When I met a guy by the name of Ron Kine, I attended a week-long, during my training and orientation, a week-long session of workshops, live interactive workshops, start at 7, end at 5. But when I was introduced to this thing they call the personality profile system, my life has never been the same since then. I knew then, after going through that workshop, that that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I wanted Ron Kine to be the one to teach me, because the way he laid it out, it literally, it just didn't inform me. It transformed me. And I've been a different individual ever since then. So my hat's off to him, because he really made a difference the way he taught it and the way he brought it home. So that's just a little bit about me. Now, as far as my business is concerned, I am under construction with Charles Hughes Consulting Firm. You know, my website, everything is still under construction. And so we basically have actually put together, you know, a website. And what I actually do is I actually help people self-discover their superpower, because we all have powers that we were innately born with. Thing is, we just don't find out what they are, because everybody tells us what they should be, and we end up being what our mom and dad and brothers and sisters were, right? So
right.
This is a very interesting topic, and I can't wait to hear some of the questions you guys may have so I can give you guys a little bit more information about it. But like I said, the main thing is that it is on the construction right now, and of course, Carrie Hines will be one of those people that will be helping me to navigate it to get it on solid ground. And based on what I've heard with the Hair Care Radio Show, I am totally convinced that it's going to be one of the top. It's going to even be so much better than it is now. So that's just a little bit about me and a little bit about what I do. So now you guys can ask some more specific questions.
Wow. That is fantastic. Now, speaking of questions, yes, I do have a couple of questions to ask you. And I like what you said about the superpowers, and it reminds me so much of veterans.
Ah.
As you know, Mr. Charlie, sponsor me a veteran. As you know, we serve our country, we go in, we do all these fantastic things, and as we get out of the military, we have to find our superpower.
Absolutely.
And that was my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
With veterans, what are some of the ways you would help them find their superpowers?
Well. First, I think that the very first question that I try to get people, you know, to kind of, you know, to really think about is what actually happened to us when we first, you know, came out of the womb. We came out and we were at the mercy of our caregiver, our mom, sisters, brothers, whoever it is that was taking care of us. And when it comes to something like the veterans, you know, God, you talk about the fact that we've been in a world where we've been pretty much, you know, I mean, let's face it, we've been indoctrinated. We've been programmed. We got systems and processes that we have to follow through. We've been told to do it this way, told to do it that way. So in some cases, many of us have not been able to find ourselves. So the way it would be able to help the veterans is for them to get an opportunity to find themselves, and I would basically steer them toward what I talked to Carrie about, and that is an opportunity to take a free dispersonality test just to get an overview, because first and foremost, what it does is it's designed to help you understand yourself better from a personality standpoint, not intellectual, but personality standpoint. And it looks at your behavior, your natural tendencies, your strengths, things that you're good at, and it gives you an opportunity to reveal, in many cases, what people have been telling you all your life, you just wasn't agreeing with them. So I would actually steer them toward taking a free this personality test. I'm going to I got that information I'm going to send over, but it's basically if you were to go to Google and just type in free this personality test, there is a company that offers it, and the name of that company, I got it right here. I want to say the name of it is the Elkin. That's right. It's the Kevin. It's free this test, the Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Elkinberry Group. They offer a free this personality test, and you can take it right there. Once you log in, you can click and start taking it, and in 10 minutes, you will know a lot more about yourself than you knew when you before you actually got on, you know, before you got online.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for your service, and thank you for all the service that you guys give. And trust me, I am one of your fans. I've been listening to you, and you've been giving me some cues on exactly what I need to do and how I need to go about doing it, because you have definitely put some information out that has helped through the veterans, because they really, really need it. I'm not a veteran, but I got relatives and family and friends that are. So thank you for your service and what you're doing for them right now, because now is when they need it. Quite interesting, and then we'll get back on track, but quite interesting, one of the things that my consulting firm do is that we work with colleges, and I went back to my alma mater, and what we basically do is that we are mentors and we are supporters of the college, but more than anything else, the name of our kick point is what Carrie would, he would have another word for it from a marketing standpoint, but basically I call it life beyond the gridiron. The gridiron is the football field, right? Well,
right,
there is a life beyond there. And what we do is we prepare those players for what your life is going to be when you play that last football game. No more practice.
Wow.
Now it's time to live life. Reminds you of the veterans in a way when they retire or get out of service, right?
Right. Pretty much, Mr. Charlie. Pretty much. Well, you know, Mr. Charlie, I want to turn you over to my co-host, Nicole Marie. And I know
Marie.
She just has.
I can put a face to that name.
Yes. Yes.
Good
yes,
morning,
has,
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Well, good morning, Nicole Marie. I can't say it as nice as Carrie says it, but Nicole Marie. he says is in such a distinctful, you know, style. So I'm
yeah,
glad to be here with you this morning.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to be speaking with you this morning. I've enjoyed hearing about your background. I'm also an educator, so when you said that, my ears perked up. Yes.
There you go.
But here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, my focus is, you know, girl power, focusing on young girls, young women, women of all ages, just to be the best that they can be. So my question to you is, with the personality test and with your consulting company, you spoke about mentoring. So do you also mentor to the younger generation, like high school, during the time when they're trying to figure out what it is that they're trying to do? And it's key because sometimes the kids get locked into, okay, what mom and dad says I should do versus what's really in their heart and their passion. So is that part of your mentoring to, like, high school students and to just get them on the path to realizing what they want to do, not what someone else wants them to do?
Absolutely. Let me say this before I answer that. You would be impressed to know that the creator of the original DISC personality profile is a gentleman by the name of William Marston, M-A-R-S-T-O-N. He is a graduate and a law professor from Harvard. And he created it in 1928. So as you can see, it has withstood the test of time. Now, you would be happy to know that he had several other creations too. One of them was the lie detector test. He's the one that created that. But most importantly, you know, back during those days, it was hard to have a female superhero, right? Well,
right.
Guess what he created? Wonder Woman.
Wow.
He is the creator of the female superhero, Wonder Woman. So I think that's kind of interesting for the parallel between that and the fact that you are out talking about, you know, women power, female,
exactly.
Equality, mentors. Exactly.
All about the superpowers.
Exactly. And see, basically, as far as the mentoring is concerned, I don't actually do the mentoring, but what part of my transformation is, you know, once people become a part of, you know, learning and self-discovering my superpower, is part of it is getting a mentor. And we do have resources for mentorship. Because you got a mentor, you got a mentee. Both of them have a different role. And then, of course, the most important part is for them to have one so that they can walk, you know, the walk that somebody else has already traveled. They don't have to make the same mistakes because, guess what? They got somebody that can show them the way. Otherwise, you're
show them the way.
Go. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing something like that because our girls really, really need it. And having people like you, you know, with a background in education, steering them to be the best that they can be. And see, that's what the DISC is all about. Understand who you are. There's 8 billion people on this planet, Nicole, 8 billion, but there's only 4 personality profiles. And you are one of them. Those girls that you're talking about, those females that you're talking about, they have one of those profiles. Now, it's needless to say, they have a bit of each one of them within them, but one stands out and sticks out that makes you know that you are Nicole because it's going to give you your strength. It's going to tell you what your natural tendencies are. You know, that's kind of like going with the flow of water, right? Like your natural tendencies. You're automatically good at this. And what does it take to motivate Nicole is different than what it takes to motivate Michael, you know.
Exactly. Everyone is different.
Exactly. So, you know, and I just kind of give you a few features here as to how it can help them. Number one, it's gonna tell them what they try to do in order to shape the environment to ensure their own success. Each one of us.
Wow.
They always say the cream always rises to the top, right? Well, what does that mean?
Right.
That means that those people that are within a group, they are trying to shape that environment so that it will allow them to be successful. And you got some people that are dominant. Okay, that's how they go about trying to shape it. You got some people that are persuasive and influential. That's how they try to shape it. They try to talk to the people in a way to get them to be able, you know, so they can persuade them a certain way. Then you got some people that pretty much sort of like they just want to ensure that they are cooperating and that they are a member of the team. They don't want to stand out, but they want everybody to know that, hey, I'm here. I'm part of
right.
the team, you know. And then, of course, you got that person that want to make sure that everything is done right. They are that perfectionist. So you got a room, and let's say you just had a DIS and a C in there. Let's say that you just had one of each profile in there. Based on what I just told you, each one of them is different.
Right.
And we wonder why we can't get along. Well, that's because each one of us was different. But once we learn and understand who we are, and then we learn and understand the other profiles who are different than us, then we can get along
right.
a lot better.
Right, because we understand.
Exactly. You understand why Nicole do things a certain way, why Michael do things a certain way, or Carrie, right? And once you understand that they're that way, it makes sense. I always tell people the best way to prevent a divorce is before you marry. So if you take the person out of the profile, a lot of people have been wearing a mask. And the mask don't come off until, you know, marriage happens sometimes, right?
Wow.
In any relationship.
Right.
So this thing, it gets deep. But you can imagine it was created in 1928, and it has withstood the test of time. And the way you know you got the right profile is you got that one with the lowercase I, B, lowercase I, S, C. That's the original one. And that's a lot more profiles out there. However, Will Marston, even though he was very intellectual, he was not a very, very good businessman because he did not protect his intellectual property. You, Nicole, can create this profile right now if you want to. So there's a lot of them out there, but some of them are really, you know, don't carry the weight of the originals. And obviously a lot of them are just giving you information, but the key is, from a mentoring standpoint, the key is once you get information, what do you do with it? How do you use it to interact better, to get into the proper career, to work on the best team, to be in the right spot on the best team? So that's the difference is that, you know, with my consulting firm, our focus is going to be on not just informing people, but to transform people, to be the best version of themselves that they can be.
Marvelous. The
Charlie, yeah.
I mean, that is just great.
It really gets deeper. It really gets
wow.
deeper. That's why you got an advanced level of it.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Mr. Charlie. And right now, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon towels, bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels, are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. 2, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And 3, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species. No victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
Get into you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
All right, I've got it, DB. It is Friday morning, February 24th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 8:35 in the morning as we broadcast live. It's Fan Day Friday. It is the end of the week. It's all those things. And I've been just sitting here kind of sipping on my coffee, kind of enjoying the show along with you guys. Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Let me just be the first to say, and I also want to bring back to the line my amazing co-stars. My amazing co-stars this morning. You guys know Nicole Marie. She's the queen of the morning. The top of the talk each day right here on the show. And, of course, Michael Hopkins, who's down in Buffalo, Virginia. Again, good morning, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins.
Good morning.
Happy
again.
Third
good
hour.
Morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Happy
yes.
Spotlight hour on this fancy
yes.
Friday.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Spotlight hour, our Spotlight guest today is Mr. Charles Hughes. You've been hearing from Mr. Charles Hughes this morning right before the music break, and I just wanted to, again, thank him so much for being with us, and we will be continuing with him in just a moment. But first, I wanted to make sure, Nicole Marie, you do something with us each day, and I wanted to work that one in. And then we're going to bring Mr. Charles Hughes back to the line. I want to hear how he's going to weigh in on your wonderful, wonderful hope of the day. So, Nicole Marie, my co-star, take it away.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Every day I do a hope moment to just bring an inspirational way just for the day, just inspiration, just to keep you going. Hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And no matter what it is that each one of us may be going through, hope gives our lives meaning. So I want to share this hope moment for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So for today, count your blessings. The more we're thankful for what we've got, the more we realize just how much we have. Most of us are so far ahead of the game. Family, loved ones, friends, lifestyle, nature. Shortcomings in one are usually made up in others. Look around in gratitude. So back to you, Carrie.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Look around in gratitude, family, and balance. Okay. All right. Let me bring back to the line. This is my first time this morning getting a chance to kind of chat it up with our very special guest today. And I have to say, Mr. Charlie Hughes has been made an incredible impression on myself and all the wonderful folk. Just been doing some incredible things, and we're just so honored to have him be part of our whole operation. And I got to say, Nicole Marie, what has been your impression so far this morning on what you heard from Mr. Charles Hughes?
Well, Carrie and Michael, I definitely have just been encouraged and inspired by what Mr. Hughes has given us this morning. I think it is such a critical piece, the personality test that he has spoken of, because we all need to know our interests.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Sometimes we're influenced by the people around us and what they think. that we should be doing, what they think our strengths are and so forth, but we need to know. It starts with us. So this personality test is critical for each person to take to know
Absolutely.
What their interests are and which direction they need to go based on their interests.
Well, thank you, Nicole Marie. Yeah, I agree. Well, Mr. Charlie Hughes, you heard it directly from our co-star here.
Yes, I did.
Let me welcome back Mr.
Thank
Charlie
you.
Hughes.
Thank
again,
you.
Again, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning again.
Great to have you with us. Yeah.
Certainly is.
So pleased to be here.
Yeah. Well, listen, Mr. Charlie Hughes, first of all, it's a big honor for me. And at the top of this whole entire segment, the first thing I led in with is that your wonderful company, and we know you're getting all the, you know, the sites and everything in order, and I'm going to help you with all of that. As you mentioned, that is an honor for me to do so for Charles Hughes Consulting Firm. I also want to just say I love the whole talk about personalities and helping folks to discover their superpower, discover their passion, and all of that. Mm-hmm. And this is something
Absolutely.
That you are passionate about. And I'm grateful for that. And then if that's not enough, Nicole Marie, Michael, you guys heard it right here, that his company, and Mr. Charlie Hughes, is a junior sponsor on our live New York event.
Yes,
and
yes.
So
thank
excited.
You.
Yes,
I am
welcome.
So excited as well.
Well, I know it's going to a good cause because when I listen in to you all, it's just so many things that I love about this radio program. When you guys come on, you know, I was just making some notes about what do I really like. And first, the teamwork and the respect and the professionalism that you guys operate with. And second, the fantastic. Super fantastic guest that you've had and will have. And then third, and most important, the education and the transformation that you all are providing for the community, primarily our community, all communities, but primarily ours. And we need this. We need it.
Yes.
Badly, wow. Sir. Well, we appreciate your contribution to all of that. And
we certainly do. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Mr. Charlie, you're doing a great job, and you've made such an impact. Even this morning, I was like, wow, I enjoyed listening
right.
to all the questions.
Yes. Such an impact.
Awesome job. Yes, indeed. So now, Mr. Charlie, what is some of your long-term, like from here, what else would you like to be making a stamp on or putting a stamp on? Any other of those long-term goals you want to share this morning on the Hair Radio Morning? You know we were going to make you talk. We were going to put you on the hot seat here. So
well, I don't have a problem with that. Sometimes I talk a little too much, but
no,
I've been told that too.
We've enjoyed you, Mr. Hughes.
But what I really want to do is I want to be able to. I think what the question that Nicole Marie asked earlier was, you know, about the mentorship, about how can this help, the young
right.
girls or women who wants to get in power. And, you know, a little quick story about me is that I grew up and I was the only one that had the opportunity to go through college. And I was fortunate enough to get a full free scholarship. I didn't pay one penny to go.
Wow.
I had an athletic scholarship.
Amazing.
Right.
But right.
Something happened to me, Marie, that you might want to think about when you're talking and mentoring these young ladies or getting involved with them, is that my senior year in high school, I had narrowed down all of my scholarships down to five scholarships.
Okay.
NC State, out of Raleigh, South Carolina State, and Western Carolina. Well, believe it or not, because I didn't have a mentor, because I didn't have any direction, guess what I did? I signed the scholarship with all three of them. And you don't supposed to do that, but I refused to let any of them put them in the newspaper. And I just didn't have any direction as to what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. I just knew I wanted to be better than what I was, but I didn't have the direction. So that mentorship will actually help that. So what I want to do is I want to make sure that other people, high schoolers or even young ones, don't put themselves in a situation where they are depending last minute on somebody telling them where they should go. And I'll be honest with you, I had a group of people that said, you need to go to South Carolina State. That was my reason for signing that school. That's a historical, you know, black college. And guess what? The head coach was from Union, South Carolina. That's why I signed with them, because I was pushed to go because of those folks. Then NC State, well, on the other side of the railroad track, people wanted me to go to this big university. You know, Ted Brown had gone there. They had won the national championship in basketball. I mean, so I was going that way because I was pushed in that direction. And needless to say, my senior year, the last few months, was pretty I stayed in the house because everybody wanted to know, where am I going? Where am I going? Which school am I going to? What are you waiting on? They just didn't know. I've already signed 3 scholarships. And the other one was Western Carolina. And then all of a sudden, I called my coach that I used as a somewhat of a mentor, but he said, I will not tell you where to go because that's up to you. You've earned it. You got to make that decision. Well, I wasn't good at deciding, apparently, right? So what I did is I called each one of those coaches on that Sunday night. And Wednesday you had to have your final in. I called them on that Sunday night, and I literally begged them to let me out of the scholarship at NC State, let me out of the contract at South Carolina State, and I actually made my decision to stick with Western Carolina. And I went to the mountains of Western Carolina University, which is 45 miles west of Asheville, North Carolina, and went up there, captain of the team, graduated with honors, and enjoyed all my 4 years up there. But it was a decision I made. And I understood the importance and the power of making a decision. But my long-term goal is to make sure that people find mentorship so that they can have some direction and know which route, which way to turn when they arrive at that destination. I didn't have that.
Well, Mr. Turner,
and I don't want nobody else to go through what I went through.
What you've been through. Absolutely. And we appreciate that. And I love your story, first of all. Let me just go back and ask you something that I'm always interested in. When I have a dynamic guest, such as we have today with Mr. Charlie Hughes from the Charles Hughes Consulting Firm, we're so excited to have you again back with us. But one question that I've never asked you in all the times we've chatted, and we've chatted many, many times.
Yes.
who are some of your inspirational folks? Who poured into Charlie Hughes?
Wow. Wow. I think the very first one was my mom, my mother. And even though I'm the middle kid out of 8, 5 boys, 3 girls, and everybody was allowed to leave home except me. My older brother, the ones that was ahead of me, you know, they got to a certain age and they just left home, you know, went to stay with the girlfriend, went off and got his own apartment or whatever. Well, when it got to me, my mom said, no, you aren't going anywhere. So I literally had to stay home and had brothers and sisters that I had to help raise because my mom was working. But all of the years of me knowing my mom, she's 95 years old. We're going to be celebrating her 94. She'll be celebrating her 95th birthday.
That's amazing.
April 22nd.
Wonderful.
And yeah. I tell you, I have never in my life heard a word of profanity out of her mouth, despite all the tough times that we went through coming up without a dad at home. I have never heard anything from her, any negativity from her, but no profanity. So she was my first inspiration because of that, and the fact that no matter how tough it got, she figured out a way. She found a way. She figured out a way to have a job, to get a job, to take care of the kids, even though she was on her own. So a lot of inspiration because of her. Another one was obviously, you know, my coach, who basically did a lot of things to teach us along the way, but he was sort of like a father in a way, but he was doing little things. He was doing little things that was making a difference in our life. Like before I even knew how to drive, I had license. He was a referee, and he would allow me to drive his car, and he would give me directions, and he would sit over there in the seat, and he'd go to sleep, and he and I got to drive, and he was counting on me getting us there.
Wow.
And then I think a big one for me was, you know, the late, you know, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I actually used to do his speeches every year at a church, at a school, at some Black History function, and I literally learned many of his speeches by heart. So each time I listen to the radio station and I hear those speeches, they bring back goosebumps because I've it takes me back to the point when I looked at a man that literally gave up so much of himself, you know, for society, and look at the differences that he has made in the lives of so many different people.
And
so those are just a few of the people.
Well, listen, in the way I can see why you have selected Dr. King as one of those folks to emulate, you guys have a lot in common. And I can see that. So my guest today, our guest, Nicole Marie, we are just killing it with Mr. Charlie Hughes today.
We are. We are.
Yes. And we are also going to try to zoom you in on the event date in New York City, Mr. Charlie Hughes. We're having this incredible
live show. That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about it. And I have to say, so I know, Michael, we're going to also honor the veterans at this event. I know you'll be zoomed in as well, coming up on Monday, March 6th of 2023. So this is my first time being back in front of an audience live and in person, I should say, in a long time. You guys are probably saying, well, we're on the radio every day.
I was telling Kerry, it seems to me that I just imagine you guys all sitting around like the Breakfast Club guys, just sitting around in an office somewhere with your microphone right in front of you. That's what it seems like because you guys got such a, you know, camaraderie among yourselves, you know. You make such a fantastic
Well, I got
team.
Lucky. I got lucky.
And
it does. And I got an incredible group of folks. And trust me, after many, 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 many years of the Hair Radio Show, remember we started just the Hair Radio Show back in 1995. And about 8 years ago is when I brought it back as a morning show. So now it's the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're at broadcast number 830 as of today. So that's a lot of chat.
Wow.
And I got very lucky with the best family on air family that I could have. And that's the incredible Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I'm Kerry Hines in Brooklyn, New York. So, Mr. Charlie, we're all not sitting in the same table. We're in different states.
Different
time zones.
Wow.
and guess what? We unite the entire country and the world each day with our broadcast.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Can I ask you a question, Kerry?
Sure.
Obviously, you know, you got Michael. I got to get used to calling him Michael because all of my Michaels, you know, we did it short and call him Mike. But I like the name Michael. It's almost like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He was Mike Jackson.
That's
why we
say Michael Jackson.
Right. So what was it about Nicole when you selected her to be a part of your team? What characteristics, her top three characteristics that made you say, wow, she's the one? She got to be.
Now hold it. Did he just now turn the question around?
He turned the tables on you, Carrie.
My name.
I'm learning from him.
No, I'm just kidding. No, actually, it's a great question, and it's a question I can answer with regards to both Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And the quality that I noticed most was a sincerity, and other supporting qualities that I've noticed that they've demonstrated, and you guys have discovered this as well, is kindness. Mm-hmm. And also remember I mentioned earlier today, just when we launched the show this morning around 6, consistency and persistency. Stick to it. I don't start things and stop. After all, I'm on 830 shows. I'm not that kind of guy. And so I wanted to find folks who, as you yourself, Mr. Charlie, at the top of your segment this morning, Michael Hopkins took over hosting duties and Nicole Marie took over hosting duties. And yeah, they did a great job. So that's what it is. It's a family unit here on the broadcast, and we're just growing every day. And we appreciate our fans. We appreciate our supporters.
Yes, thank you so much.
I mentioned Just Salon Towels, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Heal and Go, all the folks who have gotten us here and continue to keep us here. And then with individuals like yourself, who when I mentioned this to you, I said, Mr. Charlie, we got a lot of things we got to pull together for this event. Can you guys help us at Charlie Hughes Consulting Firm? And you said, Carrie, absolutely.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And
it's for a good, it's for a good
appreciate
cause.
That.
And I wasn't going by secondhand information. I had opportunity to listen multiple times. So.
Yes. And you know how we roll on this show, Mr. Charlie. We mean what we say, and we say what we mean. And so I appreciate your efforts and all that we're doing. Yeah, great job. And awesome job today. You held it down.
Yes, wonderful,
so those
wonderful.
That I have selected, those are the qualities that we look for. And listen, not just in my on-air co-stars, but in our guests like yourself. So thank you for having those incredible qualities that the demonstration of leadership and care. And so it is appreciated.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You've got it. So I want to just remind everybody, coming up on Tuesday, that is our next live show, Tuesday morning, February 28th, 2023. That's our last show, really, of February. And it's really the last day that we're going to celebrate Black History Month. I just want to remind everybody, because we all found out that Black History Month ends on March 1st.
March the 1st.
That was something, we didn't even really know that, I don't think, till Mary Reed Johnson mentioned it to us. So March 1st technically is the end of Black History Month. So we're going to go out with a bang, so to speak. We really want to make sure that folks know that every day really is Black History Month for us, or Black History Celebration, I should say. And we're going to keep it that way. And our event demonstrates that on Monday, March 6th, again in Manhattan, eventbrite.com. The tickets are on sale now. And you can go to my wonderful site. It's in my namesake. It's www.carriehines.hair for complete information and details. And I think you're going to really think you'll appreciate that. So listen, I'm excited. We've had an incredible week.
Fabulous.
So I really have to say, and again, you know, next week we've got some great guests lined up. Oh, actually, for Tuesday show. And then it's on to the big live show. So thanks so much. Mr. Charlie, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Charlie Hughes. Yes. Charles Hughes Consulting Firm. Yeah, outstanding. And we'll have to get you back here as you roll out
all
that you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah. And thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got some great things coming up for your audience and, you know, and for your, you know, for your team. And I'm looking forward to, you know, being an integral part of you guys and doing whatever I can to kind of help you guys continue to move the needle.
Well, listen, you already are a big part of what we're doing.
Yes,
so thanks
thank you
so
much.
We wouldn't be able to get it done. So listen, here's our outro, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Make it a great weekend. It was a great Friday, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here is our wonderful outro. Thank you.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Kerry Hines, and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book, I show host, Kerry Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community, and be heard next door and all over America and these exciting places, the Caribbean, Canada, Europe, South America, Australia, Asia, and across the incredible continent of Africa. We are also grateful to our entire advertising family. Find out how you can introduce your products and services to the Hair Radio Morning Show fans, who are actually interested in what you're offering. Don't forget that we have a quick and free way to stay connected to your favorite on-air host or program guest. It's our own Hair Radio online community, where you can friend and follow others, join your favorite group's own page, all at our website at